there's no place like home for the holidays. And no matter how far away you roam, if you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can.
Welcome back to Horror for the Holidays, a Christmas horror movie podcast. This is a stocking stuffer. This is I'm Jay Logsdon. I'm solo by myself for this episode. We're doing this a little different. If you remember last week, I said Jeff and I were going up to Crypticon, and we did. And so I kind of recorded kind of an audio diary of the trip. We got to talk with Matt Dupay a little bit. We'll kind of see how that goes. We'll see how the clips sound. And I'll try to put them in here. And then at the end, I'll kind of talk through everything I did and what I bought and what I believe Jeff bought. And then pictures of what I bought will be posted on Instagram, so you can see those as well. All right, without further ado, let's send it back to yesterday. Hey, Horror for the Holidays listener, it's Jay. It's 8:16 a.m. I got a later start getting out the door than I wanted to. Just gonna make one stop. Probably gonna stop and get some cash out and maybe grab something to drink. So I guess that's two stops. And then I'm going to head up to grab Jeff, and I will talk to you then. All right. I just arrived in Ames. Picking Jeff up real fast here. Just got to pull into the parking lot. Oh, dangerous. Here's me recording while driving. Yep, lots of fun stuff going on. I was thinking about being like, oh, joke's on you, Jeff. We're going to go tour the Barilla factory for some Barilla pasta. Oh, I think I see Jeff's car. Maybe. Oh, yep. Oh. I gotta clean up the floor real fast. Hey guys! It'll be fine. I'm recording everything. For posterity. Is it still going? I don't know. It is, actually.
Voice memo.
Yep. I was going to be like, surprise, we're going to the Barilla Pasta Factory.
Well, that's a short route.
I don't know if they do tours. Anyway, I think you're going to want to get on this side.
Forgot to do a crucial step for road tripping.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
dang Hondas with their short seat belts.
Their stupid safety feature.
Yeah.
They're reminding me all the time.
All right. We're here.
We're here.
All right. We're going to head out. It's 9:07. Just like an hour later than I meant to be. Everything's fine.
It's practically on time. For
Horror for the Holidays. Yeah, this is a regular Horror for the Holidays episode. We'll see how this turns out. Maybe this will be the best episode we've ever done. I don't know.
I mean, it couldn't be the worst episode we've ever done.
True.
That'd be the one we did from the hotel room in New Jersey.
That one was great too. All right. Well, let's head out. All right. Here we are in Faribault. Town that was possessed, but taken over by giant ants.
We saw it.
We saw them.
They're raising the American flag.
Yep. The ant-American flag.
And they've learned how to use ladders.
It's really impressive. Stopped, got some snacks. We're about an hour outside of Crypticon. Any insights from the trip so far, Jeff?
Well, I think our trip could be pretty much summed up by the random trash can we saw lying in the road up here in Faribault.
Yep.
It's a good stark reminder of the quality of Horror for the Holidays.
Yep, trash in the street. Street trash. That's a good movie.
We were lied to. Said there was going to be a quick trip, a mile and a half ahead, never appeared.
Yep. Also, I got a nerd Slurpee from the Speedway because they didn't have pitch black dew in the fountain anymore.
Nope.
Disappointment.
Nothing.
All right. Well, we'll be back once we're at Crypticon.
I'm here. I'm on the floor of Crypticon. I just met Joe Dante and Bill Moseley. Got stuff signed by both those guys. Very cool. Lost Jeff, so I'm gonna go look for him and go find Matt Dupay, and we'll check back in.
All right, we're standing here.
We're looking at him right now.
Yeah, we're staring at him. He knows we're here.
Yeah. My wife's holding up things.
I walked
showing them to me.
Jeff's wife. There we go. I've been wanting to do that, like Cotton Hill.
Yeah.
Went up to a guy and I was like, where's the guy selling the Critters books? We're going to kick his ass.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't know where he is.
But then we found him.
He looks suspiciously like Matt Dupay, but we didn't believe him.
But we're waiting.
Yeah. He's busy signing books for his fans.
Yeah. The important people.
Must be nice to have fans, huh, Jay?
Yeah. We have fan.
Yes, we do have fan. Spencer, shout out from Crypticon Minneapolis. What do you mean?
How much? One monies, please. I see the Flatwoods Monster, but I don't see the Van Meter Visitor.
I guess hit two.
All right, well, now I'm bankrupt. Thank you so much, guys. We'll be eating gruel on the way home.
It's ramen on the way home.
Ramen heated on the hood of the CRV. Oh, we should probably let Matt make another sale.
He's waving us away. He's like paying customers, get back.
Yeah. I don't want your kind here.
Matt Dupay is actually startlingly in shape for an author. I'm kind of nervous.
I'm real jealous. Matt Dupay is a good looking guy.
A couple of dumpy fatsos like us.
Right? Like, why? There's a reason he's an author and we're podcasters.
Yeah. True. Uncle Pig Knuckles Midnight Tales. Buy it on Amazon. October 31st.
Wait until the good folks at Publish Yourself Publications hear about this.
Exactly.
Well,
maybe. He might have time for us now. He's locking his lockbox.
Yep, keep the fat guys away from the money. Do you want the They're terrible with their money. Have you seen what they drove 3 hours to get here?
Oh.
Matt, you're on Horror for the Holidays, a Christmas horror movie podcast. When are we gonna have you back on?
Guys, I look forward to being back on as soon as possible. In fact, we're entering the best season of the year, and excited to talk about some new projects that are in the works, as well as the latest Christmas horrors that are coming out this year.
So we were thinking maybe, Critters 2 is an Easter movie?
Critters 2 is definitely an Easter movie.
So we'll certainly have you on for Easter.
That sounds awesome, guys.
this coming year. But also, we've been talking about maybe starting a Horror for the Holidays book club.
Yes. Would you be interested?
Yeah, that's a fantastic idea, guys. And especially with all the... I know we've been sharing some titles back and forth, and I know my to-be-read list is super long, but there's some great Christmas horror literature to dive into. That'd be awesome to talk about.
And maybe do once a quarter... or so, like every 3 months, and we could do like a live stream or something on like YouTube. Yeah,
that sounds awesome.
Very cool. I'm like 8 chapters into the... I sent you a picture of it, and I don't remember its name.
Yeah, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
And it's just, there's like no good like stopping point, so it's like I have to at least have time to read a chapter. Because like the last book I was reading, there were like paragraph breaks. So I'm like, oh, I'll just put my bookmark here. And like this one, I'm like, no, it's just wall of text.
This is the kind of hard-hitting podcasting people turn into. You know, we're talking about a book, none of us remember the name.
But also we'll do comics too, because Matt just got a copy of The Deviant, issue 1 through 5, or maybe 1 through 4.
Yeah, I can't wait to dig into that.
Yeah, you'll have to let me know what you think. I like I said, I love it. It's probably one of my favorite comics.
Awesome.
Up there with Holiday Spirits.
Holiday Spirits is great.
I'm going to have to do a stocking stuffer review of your new book. Do What Up With Them Critters.
Appreciate you guys.
What's the deal with them critters? But yeah, otherwise... I don't know. Jeff said he's broke, so we might be heading out here shortly. Jeff went bankrupt at Crypticon.
Yeah.
Also, we were eyeing the mini escape room, but there's nothing mini about me and Jeff.
Yeah, I don't know if mini escape room is
a good idea. Yeah, otherwise, I don't know. Let's see. Besides a copy of We're Here for the Crites, The Making of Critters by Matt Dupay. Got Joe Dante signed.
Kidding. That is great.
And then... to match my Clint Howard autograph, I now got Bill Moseley.
Oh, that's wicked. I didn't even think of that. Damn it.
I annoyed Curtis Armstrong.
Did you? He didn't look too happy last night, by the way.
No, he's... I don't know if he's feeling this convention, really. Doesn't seem like he's having a great time. Probably wants to get off and record more American Dad.
So my wife, she owned this, and we had to sell it. We were like, well, we should probably get rid of all of our DVDs. That's an easy sellable asset. And I've been looking for it forever. So I was like, I got this, and I got an Elvira tote bag, and I got Jeff a sticker that says Bigfoot for President.
Awesome. And that was Joe when he saw him.
It was nice. Very sweet guy.
And at one point, next to him, he didn't flinch or anything.
At one point, we saw him wandering the floor. We're like, what's Joe Dante doing? Just wandering the floor. He's a national treasure.
That's awesome.
Here, we'll let you make a sale, Matt. All right. We're out of Crypticon. We're at the Travel Center.
Trails Travel Plaza.
Yeah. Hung out with a bunch of Vikings. Saw chickens cooking on a
spit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Looked delicious. Jeff kept trying to reach over and grab them, yeah, but they were too hot. Ow!
They were way too hot. Ooh, ah, I tried 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. So finally, the guy came over and was like, stop that!
Gotta pay to eat at Ragnar's table, sir.
Yeah. So instead, we got Taco Bell.
Yep.
I don't know.
Had a good time, I guess.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a neat place. Less busy, than...
Yes.
When we went to... Chiller Theater Expo, which I guess to be expected, but also I think a bigger venue.
Yeah.
I appreciated the extra space and not have to be packed in like we were.
I really didn't feel. Most cons I go to, I always feel like I'm standing in someone's way, and I hardly ever felt like I was actually in someone's way. Yeah, we're headed back. I don't know. There'll be pictures online of all the stuff that we got.
Yep.
All the goodies.
Including one of us with famous horror author Matthew Pitt.
The legend. All right. I don't know, we'll wrap up later. I don't know. Bye.
So yeah, what all did Jeff and I really get up to? First I'd like to say I thought Crypticon was a really neat venue. It was I don't know the name of the hotel. I've been to a couple conventions, both at hotels and at like bigger convention centers. And while this was at a hotel, a thing I always try to be conscious of, and a thing that I think, I'm sure it's my anxiety or something, always getting the better of me, is I'm always trying to be aware of if I'm standing in somebody's way. And so often at conventions, both at big ones and small ones, I constantly feel like I'm like moving myself out of the way or moving my kids out of the way. And, I never really felt like I was standing anybody's way, even though there were some long, like kind of narrow, areas to walk through, but I never felt like I was like in somebody's way or, wound up face to face with a person, 'cause we were both trying to squeeze through the same place at the same time. Like, I thought it was laid out really well. And like I said, I didn't think, never once really felt like I was standing, you know, stopping somebody else from doing something, which, certainly made me happy, as someone who, like I said, tries to be conscious of that sort of thing. Things that, that I got, as you heard, I met Joe Dante. I got a picture of me and Jeff with him, and, got a Gremlins action figure I bought maybe like 2 years ago of a Gremlin wearing a Santa outfit. So I got Joe Dante to sign that. He was very sweet. We talked for a little bit. I was wearing a Gremlin shirt and he commented on it, and I was like, I said, I love Christmas horror movies, and your movie was a gateway drug for that. Like, you know, let's be honest, it was. I there's part of me who doesn't think I would be here doing this if it wasn't for Gremlins. Then I met Bill Moseley. I had him sign Silent Night, Deadly Night 3, 4, and 5, like the Silent Night, Deadly Night Blu-ray collection, and got a picture taken with him. And certainly looking back at the picture, he doesn't look as excited to be taking a picture with me as I was to be taking a picture with him. Maybe it's because he'd been busy sitting at a con all day, or maybe it's because he's like, can you believe this guy wants Silent Night, Deadly Night 3 signed? Like, what a loser. That was part of the money I spent. Other money I spent was on I got Black Christmas on 1974 on a DVD, an older copy. I always like to rescue copies of my favorite movie and add them to my collection. You know, if we ever run out of things to watch movies on, you know, oh, well, there's no more 4K players or no more VHS players, and all I can find is a working DVD player. At least I can still watch Black Christmas, right? Like, that's... If I ever find like it on Laserdisc or Betamax, I'll have to add it to my collection. I also, at that same booth, not pictured in the images, there was a complete collection that embossed, people might know what I'm talking about. It's like this embossed complete collection of Nightmare on Elm Street movies. And it's got all of them plus New Nightmare. And they're kind of like a, I don't know what you call the case type. Like, it's not like the clamshell kind of case. It's like almost like a cardboard, and it like clips into place on one side. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. But all the movies are in that. My wife had owned a copy of that, and at some point we had gotten rid of it. And it's always been a thing that I've been on the lookout for her. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, I have to buy this for my wife. And so I made sure to buy that. I'm trying to think, I feel like there's one other thing I bought. Oh, I bought a copy of Matt DuPay's book when we met up with him. His new book, We're Here for the Crites, all about critters and the making of critters. Matt also told us that his next book is going to be about Thanksgiving horror movies. So that is something certainly to look forward to. Love a good Thanksgiving horror movie. And then bought some Elvira stuff for my wife when I saw that. So I had to grab those for her. And then I think Jeff bought some art. Jeff and his wife did. And then also bought some candles. And I wound up with a Krampus candle because it was like buy two, get the third free sort of deal. So wound up with that. Otherwise got a couple stickers. You know, in retrospect, maybe would have been nice to go get a picture with or a picture or a signed picture with Demon from Friday the 13th Part 5, damn enchiladas. But I didn't. But maybe I should have. That like that's something that I'm kind of kicking myself about. I also made a joke to Jeff at one point. I was like, man, for a Return of the Living Dead reunion, they couldn't get Linnea, huh? Like, they've got everyone else here, but they don't have Linnea. So I thought that was kind of fun. Kind of a silly, weird thing. And then shortly after I made that joke, I got a Instagram notification that Linnea Quigley was live. And I'm like, oh, she's live somewhere else. I'm trying to think. Jeff also bought a like a Jason-style machete. But there was some really cool art. It's definitely a place I'd consider going back to. It felt very family friendly, as much as a horror convention can be. But there were families like running around with kids. Like I said, just a really nice venue, a really nice place. And I mean, well worth the 7 hours driving that I probably did. All in all, a fun trip, a neat trip. Great to meet Matt DuPay in person and, get work on getting some stuff hammered out for, like I said, a Horror for the Holidays book club. And otherwise, if you want to send us an email or, you know, all the stuff, horrorfortheholidays@gmail.com, get in touch with us on, social media. We're all the places. We're at Horror for Holidays. That's horror, the number four holidays. YouTube, subscribe there, subscribe on, your podcatcher of choice, all that good stuff. Tell a friend. We're going to be taking next week off, and then the week after will be the first week of the Halloween Spooktacular, and we will be talking about what happens next will scare you, which is kind of a WNUF spinoff, so it'll be exciting to talk about that very shortly. Anyways, thanks for listening, and like I said, see you in 2 weeks. Bye.